This is the story of Zev the Zebra. Zev the Zebra was a happy little zebra who liked to play with his friends. And one day he was playing with his friends. They were playing baseball. And Zev was having lots of fun. Until suddenly, one of his friends, Murray the Meerkat, rode up on a shiny new bicycle. And Zev said, "Whoa, that's a really cool bike. I wish I had a bike like that." And Murray said, "Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's got 18 speeds and it's got these shiny handlebars. No big deal. I don't want to brag. It's got these little beads on the spokes that make a clickety clack when the bike spins around. It's like, again, not a big deal. Oh, and it has this exhaust that makes it sound like a motorcycle. Did I mention that? Yeah, it makes it sound like a motorcycle. You know, just standard, awesome bike." So Zev said, "Whoa. That is the coolest bike I've ever seen in my life." And Murray said, "Yeah, it is pretty cool. I gotta admit, it is that cool, actually. Like, sometimes you see a bike and it looks like it's just a bike, but this is more than a bike. It's more than a bike." And Zev was just blown away. The rest of the day, all Zev could do was look at that bike and just pine away and wish that he had a bike like that. Finally, as the kids were getting ready to go home, Zev saw that Murray had gone to use the bathroom. And Zev thought to himself, "You know what? Murray's such a great guy. I'll just give the bike a little spin around the block. I'm sure he won't mind. I just want to test it out. I'm sure he's not going to mind." So Zev got on the bike, and he heard the clickety-clack of the beads on the spokes, and he heard the exhaust that made a vroom, vroom, vroom. And he said, "You know what? I'm just going to take this home and see how the ride is." So he rode the bike all the way home, and he said, "Wow, now that I'm home, you know what, Murray probably won't mind if I just take it inside and, you know, keep it in my room overnight. I'm sure he's not going to mind." So Zev took the bike into his house, and he made sure nobody was looking, and he brought the bike into his room, and he hid it in his closet. And he said, "I'll give this back to Murray at some point." And he went to bed that night. He said the Shema as he was laying down, and he had sweet dreams all night. And next morning he woke up, and sure enough, the bike was still there in the closet. And he said, "You know what? Today just doesn't feel like a good day to give this bike back. I'm sure Murray's not going to mind. I'm just going to hold on to it and maybe give it another ride around the block just to make sure that it's as cool as I thought it was yesterday. And he'll be happy that I enjoyed his bike, I think." So Zev took the bike out. He made sure nobody was watching, and he took it for another ride around the block. And everybody saw his bike, and they were like, "Zev, when did you get a new bike?" And he was like, "This bike? Oh, it was a Hanukkah present." And they said, "But Hanukkah was 5 months ago. Why have you not shown us the bike until now?" And he said, "That's just because I thought it wasn't that cool, and then I realized it is that cool, and now I'm just taking it out because now I feel like it's the right time. But guys, don't be jealous and try to take my bike or something, because that would not be cool. You should not do that." Later that day, Zev was at home learning his kumash with his dada like he did every day, and he heard a knock on the door, and he said, "I wonder who that could be." And he went and checked, and it was Murray. And Murray said, "Hey, Zev." Murray did not look very happy. He said, "Zev, I have a question to ask you. Have you seen my bike by any chance?" And Zev said, "Your bike? Which bike would that be?" And he said, "You know, the bike yesterday, the one with the clickety-clack things on the spokes and the exhaust and the shiny handlebars." And Zev said, "Oh, right, that bike. No, let me think. No, I haven't seen it." In his head, he thought, "I haven't seen it since this morning." And Marie said, "That's what I thought. I guess somebody must have taken it, or I must have just misplaced it or something. I don't know what happened. I went to the bathroom and now it's just gone." And Zev said, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I wish I could help you out. See ya." And Marie said, "Okay, see you later, Zev." So Zev went back to learning Chumash with his dada. A few minutes later, his mama came down and said, "Zev, I was just cleaning your room, and I happened to notice something in your closet." And Zev said, "What did you notice, mama?" And she said, "There was a shiny new bicycle in there that looked really, really cool." And Zev said, "Oh, that bike? That's from school, actually. That's the class bike. And everybody has a turn taking the bike home for a week, and I'm going to give it back next week." And his mama said, "What? I never heard about that. I know you have a class bullfrog that you took home a few weeks ago that everybody shares, but I never heard anything about a bike." And Zev said, "Well, it's a new curriculum this year, and the teachers thought it would be fun, and, well, the teachers know best, right?" Then Zev's dad came over and said, "Zev, I heard Murray come to the door, and I heard him asking about his bike. By any chance, is that the same bike that was in your closet?" And Zev said, "Yeah, it was. I'm sorry. I just really, really want a new bike, and I didn't know what to do. And I remember I asked you guys for a new bike a few months ago, and you said, maybe on my birthday, but my birthday isn't until December, and let's be honest, guys, you would not have got me a bike that's as cool as Murray's bike." And they said, "Zev, didn't we just learn the Ten Commandments? What was the tenth commandment? Don't covet, don't be jealous of anything that belongs to your neighbor. Don't you remember this, Zev? And also, you lied to Murray. Do you remember when we were learning the book of Mishle and it says that what's an abomination to Hashem? Lying lips. You shouldn't have lied, Zev, and now you're going to be in trouble, and you're going to have to give that bike back to Murray." So Zev said, "Oh, okay." So Zev unhappily went upstairs, and he took the bike out of the closet, and he dragged it down the stairs very sulkily, and he said, "Okay, I'm going to go return it." And he got on the bike, and he was about to drive it out the door, and his mom said, "No, Zev, you walk it out the door. You don't ride somebody else's bike. It's not your bike." And he said, "I can't even ride it back to him." And his mama said, "No. Now you go return that bike, and when you come back, you're not going to have any Shabbat dessert for the next month." And Zev said, "Oh, no Shabbat dessert. Oh." So he walked the bike all the way back to Murray's house. And when he got to Murray's house, and he saw that Murray was riding on a brand new bicycle, just like the one that he had stolen. And he said, "Murray?" And Murray said, "Oh, hey, Zev. What is that? Is that my bike that I lost yesterday?" And Zev said, "Yeah, I happened to find it in my closet, and I wanted to return it to you." And Murray said, "Oh, my parents just bought me this new one because they assumed that it was lost." And Zev said, "Your parents bought you a brand new bicycle again after one day?" And Murray said, "Yeah, my parents really love me. But now I guess I have two. I wonder what I should do with the old one." And Zev said, "I don't know." And Murray said, "Well, do you want it? Because you already have it, and I guess I don't need it anymore." And Zev said, "I want it, but I gotta tell you the truth, Murray. I stole your bike. I just really wanted to take it for a ride, and then when I saw how awesome it was, I just took it home, and I couldn't help it, and I'm sorry." And Murray said, "You stole my bike, Zev? I thought we were friends. You don't steal things, Zev. And you lied to me. You lied to me, Zev." And Zev said, "I know, I'm sorry." And Murray said, "You know what? I just learned that you're not supposed to hold a grudge against a fellow Jew or take revenge against him. So, I'm not going to hold a grudge against you, Zev. And you know what? At least you're honest. So, I forgive you. And if you want the bike, I really don't need it anymore. So, I guess you can have it." And Zev said, "Really?" And Zev said, "You know, I don't want it. Because I got this through being a nasty person and lying and stealing. And every time I ride it, I'm just going to think of all the bad things I did. And I want to follow the Torah. I don't want to be a bad person or somebody who does averos and wastes his life doing nasty things. So why don't we just give this to tzedakah and let somebody else enjoy it who will actually deserve it. And Marie said, you're a good zebra, Zev, and you're a good Jew. Maybe it's my fault because I might have made you jealous, and we're not supposed to make other people jealous. I was just bragging about my bike, and maybe I should have just kept it to myself and not added on those awesome clickety-clack things or that totally sweet exhaust system. And I'll be honest, I gave it a really good wash before I brought it out, just so it was extra shiny. I'm sorry. And Zev said, no, it was my fault. So Zev and Murray decided to give the bike to Tadaka, and they gave it to somebody who really needed it, a poor little tiger whose name was Tiran. And after that, they both felt a lot better. And for the rest of his life, Zev remembered how it's not good to be jealous of something that somebody else has, because it only leads to problems. And he remembered how bad he felt, and he never took anything that didn't belong to him ever again.